Hello and welcome to another edition of the Trade Paperbacks Show. Ryan will be back in a moment. He said to go ahead and start this one. So I'm going to jump right in, and I don't know what his rating is going to be, but this was a free comic book day comic book, so it is shorter. It is issue zero of Grim Fairy Tales from Zenescope. I think that's how you pronounce it. And I was kind of skeptical going into it because it kind of has like a... it's like sort of like a, imagine Lois Lane as an awesome character or something. Lois Lane's probably an awesome character. I'm sorry. But I mean like turn Lois Lane into like a killer and make the character BA. But like it's very short. And it's kind of like being a free comic book day thing. It kind of jumps around to a couple of different things I think that this imprint does. So it kind of gives you a sample, like, hey, you know, if you like this, you might want to check out this series. And to be perfectly honest, I was kind of skeptical going into it because I was like, I don't know what this is. It was actually okay. It was actually all right. I wouldn't mind reading like an issue one of any of the things that they had in here. The art was pretty solid art, honestly. And I don't know what Ryan thinks about that, but my impression is the art was fairly solid. There is kind of a teenage boy edge that they're going for, certainly with the cover. But, you know, you can take that however you want. It's not poorly done, so there's that. But I actually enjoyed the thing. They kind of, at the end, jump into another whole comic book thing where it's like, oh, okay, this is clearly like just something else entirely. And if you like this, then you can jump into that too.
Right.
And I was less enthralled with that, but I was still kind of like, I don't know, I'd read that. It's kind of
so did you cool. Did you tell people what the show is about?
No.
Like the podcast?
No.
Because that's like what we're supposed to do.
Was he the only guy who gave you feedback? Is that what's going on here, Ryan?
No, I'm just kidding. Did you notice I pulled up in a rental?
Did you?
Yeah.
No, I did not. It was already dark when you got here, so I was like...
It gets dark.
Okay, well, what's going on with your car?
Yeah, the new car.
Did the car go through a grim fairy tale?
Yeah, the new car. So that's why I'm not myself today, nor did I read this.
But we're going to review it.
Yeah, but hey, you got to keep doing the show.
That's right.
You can't stop just because you're in a rental car.
That's right. Big secret... Almost all the people who are talking to authors about their books on podcasts, they didn't read the book.
Oh, really?
Almost all of them, yeah.
How many podcasts have you been on with your book? Just mine?
Just this one.
What did they say? They told me, I went in for an oil change, and they're like, oh.
With your car?
Yeah.
Your new car?
Yeah, the new car. And they're like, oh.
We took the oil plug out and
the timing cover gasket. Timing cover gasket.
What is that?
And it's also not covered under that warranty you got. So it's like $4,000. So we had to cancel
vacations.
That's what we did. So we're supposed to go on vacation at the end of this month. So when we're done with this month, I'll be on vacation.
Oh.
And it was supposed to be a 7-day cruise. You know,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
We cruise. That's how we vacation.
You're out there in the world.
We cruise. That's what we do. We don't go on any other vacations. We cruise. Ugh. We didn't in 2022, 2021, or 2020. That's when you and I did like those other episodes, like theme parks and stuff.
Yeah.
So
we did now vacation review episodes.
Now it's a 4-day cruise.
Oh, cut in half.
4-day cruise now. It did. It pretty much got cut in half. But you got to do what you got to do.
You guys are cursed for cars.
It is a thing.
It's been rough.
It's been that way all my life.
Wow.
Yeah. Like
ever since the accident.
Yeah. I mean, I was in a horrid car accident when I was 2.5 years old.
Yeah.
And there, it's been ever since I got a license. It's honestly.
Have you guys considered just like riding bikes?
You know, I'm just waiting for the self-driving cars, put my life in the hands of whatever
of
that
the
is.
Cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Let the cloud manage
But it's it. It wasn't a wreck, you know.
That's true. It was just unfortunate that you have to spend a bunch of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a new car.
It's just life.
And they're like, oh yeah, and your warranty doesn't cover that.
It's like, what does it cover? Because like literally this is the kind of thing that I assumed it would cover.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. So.
Yeah, I am confused about that because if anything... A timing belt gasket?
I mean, yeah, but they got to take the whole engine out. They got to take the engine apart, replace the gasket, yeah, and then put it back in.
Huh.
It's like, oh, okay. Thanks.
Awesome.
I thought it was a engine warranty. I thought that was
one. So that's why you didn't read this issue.
Well, I got a lot going on. You know, it was a lot to reschedule the vacation, and because we were, there was a penalty if you did it too late, but they were able to work with us.
Well, that's good.
But I will pre-record episodes, so you guys won't have to worry about that. I'll have content coming out while I'm gone, but I won't be as gone as long as I'd like. You know, out of all these, I'd like to read this Robin Hood one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks cool. There, you know, that's Free Comic Book Day.
Like Robin Hood with like a gun or something like that. I don't know. There was something cool about it.
No, it's a lady with a bow. It's just
does she have a bow? Okay, yeah. I feel like there was something in here that had somebody has a sniper rifle somewhere.
Oh, really?
But like in this main one, it like jumps back and forth in time. Like it very clearly is like medieval time, but there's like an evil queen who like is using some sort of magic to create the like things that will like keep the uprising from being able to stop her. And I don't know what's going on, but it does seem kind of cool. You know, it's properly intense.
Yeah, he's got a laser face.
It's pretty good. He's got a laser face. Like
he's a guy with a laser face.
He kills you with his glare.
That's directly from the Brothers Grimm.
But then like suddenly, like they're reading about this in history, and so it's like modern. And I don't know what's going on. And like, this is the queen waking up her minions again.
In the past, but
this
she,
is the this is the
queen in the present.
That's not the queen.
Yeah, it is.
That's the
they're the same.
They're okay, they are the same.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm just guessing. I didn't read it.
It's possible. And then there's something in here about like a techno enemy or something like I don't know. I liked a lot of it. It was very short. It was very short for, you know, but it's a free comic book, so I can't complain.
And this is from Xenoscope Comics.
Xenoscope, is that how you pronounce it?
Well, how'd you pronounce it?
I pronounce it Xenoscope, but I don't know.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Xena, you know. It's part of the Age of Darkness collection, I think, with all these different things, actually.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it does. It looks good. So let's rate it.
Let's rate it. I need a rating sheet.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of rating sheet? I mean, I could just go.
See, this is. Oh, okay. We have more. Shouldn't have my car in the shop.
We're prepared, man. I'm just going to write Grimm, because, I mean, exactly how many
Grimms. Yeah, it says Grimm. It says Grimm Fairy Tales.
In my chicken scratch here. Grimm. So, dialogue and script. I have a 6. Passable, you know. Nothing outstanding. No amazing dialogue. But
okay. Well, I don't really think I'm allowed to have an opinion, so I will say a 6. I did notice that the dialogue during combat was
very minimal.
Very minimal. It was usually one word, and two words. Somebody
saying, "Go get help!"
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. Now, cover design and artwork, I put 8. The cover's okay. But like, if you turn open the first thing, like that very first page, I'm like, it's almost like paintings. It's really good. Like this right here, I was blown away by.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really solid. And then kind of the whole way through, it's very well balanced. It's very well laid out. A good mix of color. Good attention to shading and things like that. I thought the artwork was great in this. So kudos to them for that. And also, like, none of it's super distracting. Like, they don't have, like, just... You don't have a character who's snarling, and it just seems off-putting somehow. You just have proper intensity. I don't know. I like the artwork. So I give it an 8.
I will mimic whatever you put. All right. Plot and story.
Plot and story, I put a 7 because it was like, it's just, you know, like you were saying, not too much dialogue in the combat. But it just gives you a taste of like, okay, there's some kind of thing going on here with this evil queen and people rising up against her. And then there's also some setup with this other faction later on. So, pretty good. 7.
All right, 7. Character development?
Character development, I'm going to be honest. I gave it a 4, but it doesn't have enough pages to actually do anything. It's just trying to set up the premise of, hey, maybe you'd be interested in reading this thing. So, to be fair to it, it shouldn't necessarily have that much character development. It should just be kind of like, oh, hey, here's a snapshot of what you could get with our comics. So maybe a 4 is unfair, but I gave it a 4. It's got some room. So
yeah, would you put it at a 4?
A 4.
That's not very high. And no. Would you recommend?
I definitely would recommend it. 7. Like, and okay. That's what I was saying. Like, any of these that they have in here, I'd be interested in reading it. This with, like, the Evil Queen and Laserface and these medieval people trying to fight back against Laserface, who's clearly using magic. It's unfair. He's got the IDKFA cheat code going on, and they don't know how to deal with that. So yeah, that's what I gave it. It's a 7.
Was that a unicorn or what is that?
Rhinoceros corn? I think that is like, yeah, a rhino corn, but it's a rhino. It's a rhino duocorn.
Rhino duo. You're right. You're right. It is a rhino duocorn.
Rhino duocorn.
Yeah.
I think it might be the Latin name. I liked it. I actually enjoyed it. It was a pretty good comic.
So what's your final score there?
Let's see. So I have to do some mathematics real quick. So it's I have a 32 out of 50, which is, what is that, a 6.4.
So we'll go to 6.5.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. All right. So let me explain this whole Grimm thing to everybody.
Okay. Oh, so you know about this.
Yeah, I just didn't read this.
Okay.
All right, so the Grimm Fairy Tales with Xenoscope, I thought it was pronounced, they released, let me get the exact number. I think it's 1 through 15, okay?
Okay.
So they had 1 through 15, which were, it was like a story and then a fairy tale. So each comic is split into two parts, okay? Oh. The first issue one is Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay.
And after the first 15 episodes or 15 issues, they started a, you know, global multiverse event called Age of Darkness.
Oh, okay.
And this is kind of the prequel to the Age of Darkness. And does this only take place on Earth?
I couldn't tell, but probably.
Okay. It looks like it just based off the tech. This is probably your best look into, this is the Dark One.
Oh, so this is the actual series.
Yes. Here. Yes.
Okay.
To follow the Age of Darkness storyline. The Age of Darkness takes place in, a few different worlds. So you have Wonderland, Oz, Neverland, and Mist.
Oh, okay.
And the Dark One is seeking to take over all worlds. And the Dark Queen is actually probably, you know, going to be against that. But I did not. Oh, you can even see.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like the Wonderland with all the different Queen of Hearts, mm-hmm. and you know, just kind of a cool what?
What is that? Ascension. Okay.
Ascension. Okay. So there is quite a lot to follow if you were to go down this path. But
they give you a guide right here. Like this is what you. This is the order you need to read them in.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just a release order. I don't know. But
that's the release order, but it would be the order you read them in.
So like it's. Each issue is half a fairy tale and then half a like a story that goes along with that or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So like for instance, this one, where's it at? It's number 94, yeah. So February 2014 came out with Grimm Fairy Tales 94 because there were 15 volumes, but each volume had multiple. So this all culminated to the 100th. Oh, it's right, actually, right here.
Oh, okay.
The 100th episode or issue of Grimm Fairy Tales. So, I mean, it's kind of a cool event. I'm always down with using public domain things to.
Yeah, you love that.
Honestly. Expand your creativity.
Ryan was all about when Winnie the Pooh went public domain.
Yeah, so. I know, but I couldn't. The AI worked against me.
Yeah, I don't think it's impossible to say that you should like get some actual artists. You know.
Yeah, but that's actual. Human artists need. There's actual monies.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
I don't know.
Write a great script and then get a backer. So.
That's what we need.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. Good colors.
A lot of colors. Very colorful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it also doesn't come off as very drawn in a way. You know, like it feels like
it's Photoshop-y. Very processed. But yeah, it doesn't.
It is processed.
It doesn't feel heavily Photoshopped to me.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not very like cartoony, but it's.
But it, to me, it just has a digital feel.
Yes, it definitely spent a lot of time on the computer
before
went to print.
Right.
So.
So I do get that vibe, but in a way it kind of makes it fresh.
Yeah, I feel like they balanced it well, is the thing.
Yeah, it's a good balance, because, I mean, the foreground and the backgrounds look good. There's some where it's, I don't know, it's just, it's a little too clean, I think.
It might be a little too clean, yeah.
But it looks good, nonetheless.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially for a free comic book. What did we give it? We give it a 6.5 or something?
6.5, which is...
that's pretty high.
Higher than Guardians. I mean, higher than anything we talked about recently, except for Crossfire and Rainbow.
Crossfire and Rainbow was what? Is 7?
I think.
7 or something.
I don't know. I don't have anything with me today.
Oh.
I don't know.
This car just completely threw you for a loop.
But yeah, I could totally get into this whole entire brand, you know?
Yeah. I've never heard of Zenoscope.
Yeah.
Or Zenoscope?
It's with an E. E-N-E.
Yeah. Z-E-N-E is probably Zenoscope, yeah.
I don't know. So, if you're looking for something new, I mean, is this still...
2014 new. Decade.
If you're looking for something good from 2014...
Why are you listening to this show if you're looking something
new? Yeah, number one, Little Red Riding Hood. Number two, Cinderella.
Okay.
Hansel and Gretel. Rumpelstiltskin. Sleeping Beauty.
I'm wondering about how dark those are, because a lot of those fairy tales were fairly dark.
And I think
especially the German ones.
They don't... I don't think they follow it.
And then they ate the children.
Yeah, then if you follow it directly, it's too much.
Bad. Yeah.
Like every child dies.
Yeah, yeah. Because he would not eat his food.
Yeah.
They ate the children.
Let me see what their most recent thing is. Okay, so they did
I guess they're still going.
2023 annuals. The Robin Hood that we saw in the back is on issue 100 for 2023. They made it to that. So, I mean, it's... still around as far as I can see.
So, wait. Issue 100 is a decade later?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, there's 52 weeks, right?
Yeah.
In a year.
I mean, it's so 12 months, so like 12 issues
a year. It might only be 12 issues a year.
And I guess 12 and a half
times. It's 120 for 10.
Yeah.
So... makes complete sense. The math adds up, because there probably was a gap year, that 2020 maybe.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of gaps. All right. So, hey, you know, it's a good one.
A weird, recommend. No. Nothing, ads.
Because it's free comic
book. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't waste pages on ads.
They just have this little promotion for comic book shops.
Yep.
And reminding people that every Wednesday is new comic book day.
Mm.
Visit your friendly local comic shop weekly. Yeah.
Oh, has it always been Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Visit your friendly local comic shop weekly for the best in comics and pop culture.
And maybe you should do that. Small businesses.
Yeah, I invite all of our listeners to do that. I mean, I'm going to wait.
For free comic book day.
I'm going to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't...
To be fair, you do have a basement of comic books right now, so...
Yeah, we got to get through all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's...
A few here and there. Come on.
I think
industry needs help.
They do. And do they deserve our money, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them, I imagine, don't. Some of the big names are apparently quite rough right now. So,
right. So that is why we're here. We're here to talk about the old stuff, maybe.
But some of the startups, like I'm sure there's startups out there that need.
And this seems like a pretty
good thing. Like if you find something good, you got to go after it because it needs support. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way to keep the good stuff going. And these big names, those big names will be around anyway because they've built up names for themselves and they can be worn around like the husk of something dead for a long time by a lot of these organizations, and they'll make money doing it. So go find the good new things. Maybe this would have been something that would have been awesome to find 10-15 years ago. Go find them and support them is the moral of the story.
And as a reminder, the first Saturday in May is Free Comic Book Day, May 4th, 2024.
Coming up.
And we do invite all of you. We will do a a special episode, I think, appropriately, to talk about what we got, or at least what I got. I'm not sure if you'll have time to swing by a comic book shop.
I probably have time. Usually I'm off on Saturdays. That's going to be a weird day. That's also Star Wars Day, so I don't know.
Oh, wow, yeah. Kind of
bums me out, but...
Yeah, May the 4th. You're right.
Yeah.
Oof.
Rough. Right. Well, but I'll give it a shot.
Keep it on the calendar for the May 4th special of this podcast. We'll talk about... They better be doing something Star Wars comics-wise, you would think. How often does that happen?
Once a year.
You would think.
Yeah, yeah. But is Disney going to give away Star Wars comics?
Yeah, I have a bunch of free comic book day Disney stuff.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, when they were trying to like bring back old school like Donald Duck comics.
Oh, and that was the way they were going to do it, was giving away Star Wars comics?
I don't know.
To get
Donald They might Duck do something.
Comics. There were Donald Duck comics?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. There used to be tons of, like, back in the day, especially just... It's a good medium to tell stories like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess back in the day, like, the payoff was so much better than it is now. Because the market was not saturated the way it is. Like, it's oversaturated. So many markets are oversaturated.
Right.
But so many people are such heavy consumers that you would think that it would still pay off the same way. But I don't think it is. I don't know. It's like I was saying before, like, find good stuff, support that stuff. Literally, don't give your time to bad stuff. If you're consuming out there and you're coming across stuff that you're just like, this is not good, stop watching it. Honestly, cancel services if they're not giving you good stuff. That's my opinion. That's my preaching for the day. So,
and on that note, no, I ended the last one that way. So we are doing...
What's next?
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman is next. So I'll... you have to read that.
Okay.
I might need to read it as well. I don't know. But then we have just, what, 3 more episodes till we do the special.
We're getting towards the end of the month.
We are. And we're getting closer to Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book Day.
Very exciting. Very exciting.